When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Warning: Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks podcast. As always, I'm John Connor saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying, this time bite-size and Easter-themed true crime case. Now, you may be asking, John, where's Olivia? Where's your fearless co-host? Unfortunately, she was feeling a little under the weather this week. And because of that, it is going to be just myself. And, you know, definitely heart goes out. There's nothing like not feeling well on a holiday and things like that. So I definitely hope that she gets to feeling better soon and we're back into the swing of things here in no time. We will be doing a short on time today and Thursday. Part of the reason for that is because we did the longer episodes last week. And so this week we're just going to do those two shorties. But I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday. Hope the Easter Bunny brought you everything that you wanted. And I thought it would be fun, especially coming off the heels, if we, you know, we did an Easter related case, you know, maybe talk about, you know, something holiday related. Now, normally we don't get a lot of these, especially around Easter. And I will tell you, you know, I use the word fun and I mean that as far as, you know, tying it into the holiday, not that anything about the case that we're going to be talking about today is actually fun. It is, just to be honest with you, it's a little devastating. And, you know, when I was doing the research, I was just like, oh, I'm a little heartbroken with this, right? So bear with me as we go through it. But I'm very interested to see what our listeners think, what the locksmiths think, once we come out of this story and, you know, to get your input and things like that. So we'll go ahead and quit the Gabby Gabby, get to the Stabby Stabby. We'll go ahead and jump into this week's episode. This week, we're going international and we're headed to Brazil. Now, only a few days ago, on April 17th, a motorbike courier arrived at the home of 32-year-old Miriam Lira. The delivery driver proceeded to hand Miriam a package, and when she opened it, she discovered chocolate Easter eggs. Attached was a note which read, "With love, to Miriam Lira, Happy Easter." The woman brought the candy into her home and then proceeded to share it with her children. 7-year-old Luis Fernando Rocha Silvia and 13-year-old Evelyn Fernanda. Now, it's reported that later that evening, Miriam received a strange phone call, and the person on the other end of the line asked if she had received her chocolates. When asked who was calling, the voice said, "You'll find out who it is," before hanging up. Now, later, Luis began feeling very unwell, and Miriam grabbed her daughter and rushed him to the hospital. And while waiting on word about her son, both Miriam and Evelyn began to feel sick too. Miriam's hands began to turn purple and she was struggling to breathe. Evelyn quickly followed, and the pair were both admitted into the emergency room. It would later be determined that all three had been poisoned, and sadly, 7-year-old Luis would lose his young life. Police quickly began investigating, and after speaking with Miriam's husband, they seemed to have located their suspect, his ex, 35-year-old Jordelia Piera Barbosa. And it turns out that she wasn't happy about her ex and Miriam getting together. Police searched Barbosa's home and discovered receipts for chocolate eggs. Authorities arrested her on a bus headed to Santa Ynez, and in her possession were two wigs, scissors, cards, a saw knife, and suspected drugs. Investigators also found a funnel and a spoon, believing that they were used to dose the candy that Miriam and her children had eaten. Now, as the investigation continued, more damning evidence was found. Surveillance footage from a local shop was reviewed, and in it, Barbosa could be seen wearing a dark wig to cover her blonde hair. She also wore dark sunglasses, an obvious attempt to disguise herself as she purchased the chocolate used to poison the family. Now, Jordelia Piera Barbosa is currently in custody, but Miriam and her daughter Evelyn are still in critical condition, fighting for their lives. Barbosa does admit to buying the chocolate, but as of today, still denies having anything to do with the poison. So, definitely want to follow up on this case, find out where it goes. To me, this is such a terrifying idea, right? That you receive an Easter package, you know, you're probably thinking it's from a friend or a family member, you know, someone who cares about you, and you bring in the house and, you know, your natural instinct is just like, nobody would send me poison, and they certainly wouldn't send poison with a card, anything like that. So you put it on the table and you and your family, you know, eat and you share it. And then just hours later, you know, you're in the hospital, you've lost a child. Then you're in critical condition. Your other child is in critical condition. I mean, this is absolutely nightmare fuel. And so, you know, if it does turn out that Barbosa did do this, I definitely hope, you know, I'm not sure what it's like in Brazil, but I definitely hope she gets some serious punishment for this crime. If it does turn out that, you know, she is in fact guilty, which, you know, it's looking like it when you're on that closed circuit television and you're wearing a very obvious disguise, you know, you've got blonde hair, you're wearing dark wigs, sunglasses, things like that. You know, it certainly seems like she was trying to not get caught doing what she was doing. So hopefully justice will be served. Barbosa will get the punishment that fits the crime. But, you know, for me, something like this, I would definitely put this at a 9. I don't think I have anybody out there who would want to do anything like this to me, but it's still one of those things that is absolutely terrifying that, you know, I could accidentally give something like this to my child or, you know, cause my wife to get hurt or something of that nature. But as always, we want to hear from the listeners of Locksmiths. Where does the case of the poisoned eggs fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter, Check the Locks. If you're not in our Facebook group, what are you doing? Come hang out with us. We would love to spend some time with you and get to know you. It's the best place on the internet, so come hang out. We'd love to have you. And as always, if you like what we do, you want to help support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks and get signed up today. We got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits, stickers, coffee mugs, stuff like that. But you also get the episodes commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those ads, Patreon is the way to go. So again, you want to help us out, patreon.com/checkthelocks. You can get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out with us, sharing what we do with your friends and family means just as much, if not more. So if you're letting people know to listen and just telling them that this podcast exists, just know that we appreciate you more than we could ever, ever tell you. That's all that we have for this week's case, but please remember to subscribe to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again Thursday with another truly terrifying, bite-sized true crime case. But until then, don't forget to check those locks. We will see you Thursday.
Thank you. This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.